Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, next week, Wednesday, at the time of this recording, heralds the opening of firearm deer season here in Michigan. Now, starting tomorrow, November 10 through November 14, there is a quiet period for deer. And what that means is, I just learned about this, what this means is that it is unlawful for a person to carry a loaded firearm in an area frequented by deer between November 10th and November 14th. The reasoning behind this is to allow deer to fall into their day-to-day routine in the hopes of increasing the chance for a successful hunt, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, you've got hunters out there getting their deer blinds set and all this kind of stuff. Well, you can't set up your deer blinds or do anything between the 10th and the 14th. If you're going to set up your blinds and stuff, you needed to do that prior to the 10th or after the 14th, which would be the 15th, and that's the opening of deer season. So it kind of gives hunters a chance to relax a little bit and prepare for the hunt at home. Gives the deers a chance to kind of settle back down after hunters have gone in and set up their deer blinds and done what they need to do to get ready for their hunts. So that four-day period kind of lulls the deer back into, everything is back to normal kind of thing. And that way, again, it would increase the chance for a successful hunt. Now, I found this article from the Mayo Clinic, of all places, with tips to help hunters during the hunting season. Now, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, you'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on to this podcast, you can go in the upper right of that blog to the search bar, type in Hunting Safety Tips 2023, and it will bring you to the posts associated with today's podcast with a link to the article from the Mayo Clinic. Now, I'm only going to share a few of the tips. There are many more on the Mayo Clinic's website. I want you to go to the website and read all of the tips, but I'm just going to share a few of them here on the podcast today. Now, the first one is treat firearms with respect. Assume every firearm is loaded and treat them as such. Only place your finger on the trigger if you are about to shoot. Now, you would have to assume that most hunters know how to handle their firearms. They know the proper way to clean them and load them and unload them. But again, that's the way I was taught. I've got a few firearms myself. That's the way I was taught was you always treat a firearm as if it were loaded. No matter if the magazine's out, no matter if you've racked it and all the shells are gone, doesn't matter. You treat that with respect. You treat it as if it's a loaded weapon. And then, again, you only put your finger on the trigger when you're about ready to shoot. Other than that, do not do anything with that. Make sure the muzzle is pointing toward the ground when you're handling the firearms. Do not point at anything unless you're going to shoot. Just be very, very careful. There are weapons, firearm safety classes that you can take. I know the county here in Ottawa has one. Probably just about every county across the United States has some sort of a firearm safety training course that you can take. That'll help you learn more about being safe with your firearms. But by and large, it's important to treat all firearms with respect and assume that they're loaded. The next tip I have for you is wear appropriate protective gear. Make sure that you wear safety glasses and earplugs to protect your eyes from the debris from firing a rifle and protect your hearing from the loud sound. Now, firearm going off, very, very high decibels, could damage your hearing over a period of time. So definitely you want to wear earplugs or possibly earmuffs when you're out hunting. And, of course, it's important to wear some sort of eye protection because the expanding gases from firing off around, any little bits of metal or debris go flying into the air and obviously could get into your eye and damage your eye. So just make sure you wear appropriate protective gear like safety glasses and earplugs or earmuffs to protect your eyes and ears when you're firing your weapon. The next tip is let people know your location. Let people know where you'll be hunting, when you expect to get there, and when you expect to leave. If you do not return in the time frame expected, knowing where you'll be hunting can help search parties know where to start looking. Another suggestion within that was carry a whistle with you, so that if you do get injured or if something does happen, you've got a whistle that you can blow, and hopefully other hunters in the area will hear that and be able to come and help you. But yeah, definitely know, you know, say, hey, I'm going to the, you know, Allegan State grounds. We're going to be there. We should get there about, you know, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to hunt until probably about 2 or 3. And then we're going to go ahead home probably about 3 o'clock. So they know that you should have gotten there about 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. They know you should have left at about 3. And if it takes an hour for you to get home, if you're not home by like 4, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, you know, that's when people would start to worry. And that would be the time that they would know that something's wrong and to start looking for you. And again, if you tell them where you're going to be hunting, the Allegan State grounds, they know that that's the first place where they need to check. Check all along the road, the route you're going to take, and then also check the grounds once they get there. So very important to let people know your location. And the last one I'm going to share with you is avoid alcohol and drugs. Firearms and alcohol / drugs do not mix. Having a beer at deer camp after the hunt is over is fine. I mean, you know, you sit around the fire at night, you have a couple of beers, talk about the deer you missed, you know, crack some jokes, have a good time. That's one thing. But drinking while hunting can not only impair your judgment, but also make you more susceptible to frostbite and hypothermia. Now, we've talked about, you know, you shouldn't be using alcohol or drugs when you're using your snowmobile, when you're using an ATV, when you're driving in a car. Handling a firearm while you're drinking or using drugs, that's not a good thing. Again, it could impair your judgment and make you more susceptible to frostbite and hypothermia, which makes sense to me. So definitely avoid alcohol and drugs while you are hunting. Now again, I want you to check out all the tips from the Mayo Clinic to help you make your hunting excursion safer. Again, you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, Let's Talk Insurance, click on that. If you're listening later on, just go in the upper right in that search bar, type in Hunting Safety Tips 2023, and I'll bring you to the post associated with today's podcast with a link to the Mayo Clinic article. Well, that's going to do it for today. Again, my name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure. .us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And if you're going out hunting during firearm season, I hope that you have a good time. Hope you have a safe time. And I hope you bag yourself a deer. Until next time, take care.